大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
好，今天我们要说一个最近在互联网上非常火的一个新名词，一个称呼，然后也有很多，就是 它是一个很火的梗啦。
Right, right. So we're talking about a very famous meme that has popped up online.
然后这个梗英语叫 meme, M-E-M-E,就是打工人。
Okay, so have you guys seen this? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, you're probably one of the 打工人。我觉得我就是打工人啊。
Well, that's the point, right? It seems like all of us are.
对，所以这个词这个话题还是很值得来聊的啊。那首先我觉得可以看看刚刚讲的 meme 这个英语词， because we get so many questions about this word.
Yeah, we do. So a lot of these questions are usually something along the lines of what's the difference between a meme and a sticker, like on your phone. You know, like my favorite sticker to send is the tomato and the egg hugging each other.
对，很多朋友就问我们说英语这个 meme, M-E-M-E, 它到底是什么？是图？是那种 GIF? 还是它包括什么东西？ And my answer, and it really helped me understand what a meme is, it includes everything.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Generally speaking, it's the picture. So it could be a sticker, it could be the type of file that the sticker is, but it's a picture that conveys information.
对对对，就是它里面的这个含义是让它可以火爆互联网的，对不对？所以我们前面讲一个词，就是它是一个梗嘛。Right? It's at the heart of a meme. 好，那就现在说说我们这个打工人的 meme 这个梗。其实打工这个词是 it has existed for a long time.
Right.
但是我觉得以前更多讲打工就是比如大学生读大学我还在打工。
Right.
或者有些人他没有找到一个 full-time job, 他要打工甚至打几份工。
So we're not really talking about full-time jobs here. We're talking about part-time.
对，更多就是这种 part-time work, 然后可能比较 blue collar or just a lot of service industry jobs.
Right.
让人有这种打工的感觉，比如在餐厅打工啊，在一个什么商店里面打工啊。
Yeah, we could even say odd jobs.
Oh, odd, O-D-D. Odd 不是有很奇怪的意思吗？
That's odd.
那 odd jobs 就是说，就不是一个什么 stable 的一个 full time.
Right. Okay. Right, so when I was in university, I did lots of odd jobs, some construction work here, some library work there.
等一下，你说 construction work,你做过建筑工人？
Yeah. What are you looking at?
我觉得很难相信。你是在一个大的工地吗？还是帮人家装修一个 apartment?
It was kind of like tearing down an apartment.
Demolition work.
Demolition man, yeah.
我更不能相信，那个不是要很，就我觉得 Spencer 可以做那个 you.
Yeah.
但没办法，因为勤工俭学嘛， that's what you gotta do.
That's right, that's right. Well, I was a lot more like Spencer sized in those days too. So my job was literally just to carry things.
Okay, okay. 好，但是换到今天 2020, 我觉得很多之前说的打工这种 odd jobs, they're more gig work,right? Or gig worker, 这些人、
right.
对，就是比如开 Uber 的啦、
right.
还有送外卖的这样。
Right, or a big one today is just go get groceries for people.
帮人家代买这个一些吃的东西、是吧？OK, 对，我觉得这个都是 they fit in our, the traditional, the original meaning of 打工，可是我们现在这个新的梗打工人它包含的人是不太一样了。在网上看一看，这些打工人都是在很大的互联网企业， they work for big tech companies, 然后他们是 programmers, 或什么在银行工作的，在金融界的，在媒体的，你觉得这都是很好的工作，我们觉得是 you know, kind of elite white collar jobs.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. So before this phrase 打工人 kind of pointed to these blue-collar workers. Now it includes white-collar workers.
对对对，而且以前就我们就会说打工，好像以前我没有怎么听到说打工人。
嗯。
但现在就是这些 white-collar workers， 他们很自嘲地说我是一个打工人。
Right. Okay. So it's kind of like a way to mock yourself. Or another phrase we use is be self-effacing.
Self-effacing. 怎么拼啊 ？effacing.
Well, self, S-E-L-F, and then effacing is E-F-F-A-C-I-N-G.
啊，好，所以 self-effacing 就是在自我调侃、自嘲，是吧
？Right. Like for example, British people are known for self-effacing humor.
嗯嗯，好，那我们现在来看看这个打工人的自嘲哦。And like we said, it really now includes pretty much everyone, unless. 你是这个公司的大老板，这公司就是你的。
Well, I'm sure they still do.
Right, right? But even then, I think they'll feel like 他们是打工人，因为老板的压力也很大。
Right.
我要养活那么多的员工，然后你如果是个上市公司，你还有那么多的股民。
Right, right, right.
好 ，so really, 打工人 is all of us.
It's all of us. Yeah, we're all just cogs in the machine.
诶，刚刚那个说法叫什么
？Cog in the machine.
Machine 就是一个大的机器。什么是 cog 呢
？Like a gear. It's a part.
就是一个你是很小的一个螺丝钉，对吧
？Right.
但是少了你也不行啊。如果这个 cog missing, it could lead to some big problems.
Right. The machine could break down. That is a very, very optimistic way of looking at this phrase because often people.Use this phrase very pessimistically. Right? Oh, just a cog in the machine, man.
对，但在中国，我们从小就是说要做一个称职的，要做一个很好的这个螺丝钉啊。Yeah, we're very positive.
That's right.
对，但是打工人呢，其实又让我想到了，就是之前形容日本人的一个词叫 salary man.
Salary man.
Salary man. 就是我们很那种 stereotypical 的在东京的街头 you know, man wearing black or gray suits,、
right.
然后大家就很繁忙很 stressful.
He's very tired looking.
Exactly.、这种但是我们可以说 salary woman 吗
Salary woman, sure. So like English, it doesn't really have that negative connotation.
那 Adam, 如果你说我就是一个打工人你觉得英语最好的一个说法是什么、
I'm just a...Lowly worker.
Lowly worker.、Lowly 就是地位很低的。
Right.
So once again, it's that self-effacing, 很自嘲的一个说法。
I mean, it is. It's also a modest in a sense, right? Even if you are、a boss, you could still say, oh, I'm just a lowly worker or I'm just a humble worker.
Humble. I prefer that, humble.
But this, I think here in this case, I think lowly is probably better.
I'm just a salary man. I'm just a salary woman.
I am picturing you in a, you know, oversized, a too big Japanese suit, like looking really tired and just drunk all the time.
好，但英语里面不是形容那个很 competitive, 竞争很激烈的职场，还有一个说法叫 rat race.
Right. So this is a really old phrase, the rat race. It's pretty hard to put a positive spin on this, although I might challenge you with trying to put a positive spin. The meaning is just that we're rats chasing the cheese. There's no real purpose to any of this.
就是很多老鼠在那比赛，然后但你追的这个东西也是很虚空的。
Well, the thing is, if you win, what happens? The scientist kills you. If you lose, what happens? The scientist kills you.
Okay. 所以打工人有一些 meme.那个图看到就是打工人只要我们努力工作老板就会有更好的生活What if we work really hard? Well, our boss will have a really wonderful life
Yeah
But it's not true 因为我一直觉得就自己好好工作还是自己会 gain a lot of skills
Well, I think like you said before as well like the boss is part of the rat race too
对对
I mean, if your boss is Chesterington the thirdDuke of Chesterfield, and you know, all of their money and all of their wealth came from their great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, they're probably not part of the rat race.
Mm.
But your boss more than likely is.
对，因为现在的这个 business world 那么竞争激烈，所以当老板的压力也是很大的。
Right.
Mm. 是,
yeah.
是。
So, I mean, a lot of bosses, a lot of people in general, they want to find ways to escape the rat race.
Mm.
Which basically means buy a small house somewhere, put some money in the bank, and write a book.
嗯，但我觉得那个就是很理想化的 like very idealistic, mm-hmm. 搬到乡村 Yeah, not everyone can afford or is willing to do that.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's more on the willing side because it would be a sacrifice.
对。
You know, if you're moving to a village, you're giving up a lot of the good things that the city has to offer, a lot of the convenience.
对对对。
But that's the whole point. That's how they suck you in. You know, it's convenient. It's cheaper.
很多机会。
Right. There's so many opportunities there. So stay. Just keep working.
嗯嗯。好，但是我自己看打工人的这些梗啊，特别是图。有一个我觉得还是挺真实的写照，就是为什么都要做打工人呢？虽然 you know very stressful, 压力很大，但对很多人来说，不是工作需要我，是我需要工作呀。
Mm.
Right? It's not that the job really needs me, but I really need a job.
Right.
因为我还是尾款人。I have all those remaining balance for my double 11 purchases.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
所以我打工我快乐。哎，这个可以怎么说啊？ I work.
I'm happy. Yeah.
Work makes me happy.
Yeah.
We have to think of a better, 一个更响亮的
I mean,
slogan.
If you read or listen to people talk about wellness or being well, they would probably talk about, you know, happiness at work, finding happiness through work.
对。Finding purpose.
Finding purpose. But you're probably not going to hear people say, I work, I'm happy.
Oh, 我想到一个很好的，就是 borrow from philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I work, therefore I am.
Oh, yeah.
I think, therefore I am.
I work, therefore I am. Well, that sounds much more materialist, not to get too philosophical, but yeah, people find meaning in work.
对,
right? So let's... Happiness is a whole other topic, but just meaning. Yeah, of course people find meaning in work.
是好，我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道大家 you know, what is your relationship with your work? 你觉得是很无奈的要工作，还是说 and I do think there's a lot of people who really believe in what they do and find a lot of meaning and purpose at their work. 都欢迎大家在留言里跟我们分享。
Or tell us your favorite meme.
你最喜欢最近的梗。对，这也可以给我们一些以后节目的 idea. 对，好，那今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
All right, see you guys.